The Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. So there's a sugya told us saying ki yoytze behen, or told us saying lav ki yoytze behen. So the chayr over here by told us Yitzchak. It's like she this rough papa yesh ki yoytze behen v'yesh lav ki yoytze behen. You have Yaakov and you have Esav. Rashi says who are the told us Yaakov ve'Esav ha'amurim b'parsha. See, there's the Esav that's amur in the parsha. The Esav ha'amur b'parsha is the Esav with the potential. He could have done it. Now then we know what happens with Esav, but there's the Yaakov, the Esav ha'amur in the parsha. The emphasis is that it looks like it's a big machlokes rishonim. I saw in the Ritva has a pirush on the Haggadah Shel Pesach actually, where he says this, and other rishonim also go with this gan, that Yaakov and Esav are identical twins. Now as such, it says even at the end of the parsha, Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. Rashi says Ein Yedei Ma'amalam Deini, but Ein I sort of Ein B'chai says means Ein is the Rechem. She says Mamish Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. They came from the same Rechem. Mitzad Rivka they Mamish are the same. Now if you want to talk about that, I would say that each one had Bechira. Esav could also have been a Yaakov. Mamish, he could have been a Yaakov. He could have been Ma'amid a Klal Yisrael. Mamish, he had the same Bechira and the same Efshariot and the same Tchuna, and he Mamish and Yaakov chose his way and Esav chose his way. Identical twins. But I think there's another mahalach, and there's Makaris and Rishonim. Yaakov is Yaakov. Esav is Esav. Admoini, Seir, a different tchuna. What was expected from Esav is something else. He batched up, but was expecting something else. There was supposed to be, call it a Yisachar Zvulun, call it a Shem Bifnei Atzmai, call it a different gether, call it a Yaakov Esav, whatever. It's not that Esav was expected to be Yaakov. He was expected to be Esav. But when Esav also had potential, and to do things. Admoini, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if someone is born, the Mazel Madim could come from him, Ritzeach, v'chule, and you could choose. There's a parallel also between David HaMelech and Esav, the Medrash says. David HaMelech is also called Admoini. David and Esav. Habo letaher, Messiah Oisai. Habo letame, Poischenloi. What is it? Different nosach, a different gear. So Habo lehora, Poischenloi. Habo lehetiv, letaher, Messiah Oisai. Poshabjad, a guy comes to do good. We mamish help him out. Siyata. And if he tries to do bad, the door is open. You can go to the bad. But in the Hasidic Sfarim, it says, no, habola tame. If someone comes to do bad, zosluvisin poischenloi, that's your door. Dafka, from where you have that nesoyin, where you could do bad, you're supposed to take that and use it and utilize it. And that should be your avoida. Right? There's a maimer chochma. I don't know if it's a chazal, but the idea. Right? Don't let the obstacles in your path stare you. They are your path. That's what the path is. It's not a mikshol. So we have two very different mahalachim. On one hand, we have the mahalach that maybe Yaakov and Esav were identical twins, and they both could have been genoyed as Elbazach. You know, there's a story, Taka. There's a story, Taka, of twins, identical twins that grew up. One of them became a tzaddik, and this is a mashal from Lav Dafka from Chazal, so maybe not a tzaddik, just a good person, whatever it is, but he was a good... And he was mative, and he had Allah Sach Miles, and his identical twin was a gangster, an Inch of the Lemaili, a Russia. And they asked each one of them later in the years, what's the deal? How did you get to where you are? So the first one, he gave for 7 minutes a rendition of his life story, which involved a lot of nisyonis and abuse and sorus and furious things and a lot of bumps in the road. And he explained it in crash course 7 minutes and ended off by saying, so did I have any other choice? And then they asked the second twin to describe his life, and he said the exact word for word 7 minute speech. And ended off, so did I have any other choice? So a person has Bechira, and again, there's the Mahalach of Yaakov and Esav that are identical. That Esav could have also been a Yaakov. But then there's the other Mahalach, that Esav was supposed to be an Esav. But each one with what he's supposed to do. There's the Bavusta Maisa with Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He came to the Rebbe, to Rabbi Yisrael, he said, Halavai, if I had the moyach of the Shagas Aryeh and the lave of the Yisoy V'Shayr Shavoida and the midos of the Rebbe of Rabbi Yisrael, he said, then I would be an Oyvinus Hashem. And Rabbi Yisrael said, no, then you would be an AI adapted. No, he didn't say it that way, but he said, you'd be some kind of. He says, no, Rab Naftali, mit Naftali's Kishroinus, and Naftali's moyach, and Naftali's lave, and Naftali's me, this is supposed to become Rab Naftali Amsterdam. Yeah, every person, every Yachid, we're talking here about twins, and we're saying two different Mahalachim and Yaakov and Esav. But Bechlal and twins is a fascinating Zechar. Reb Volbe and Ali Shur, he writes in a place in modern Hebrew, we say Chad Pami. What it means Chad Pami?
Disposable.
Disposable, plastic, disposable, one time, disposable. But he talks about how every person is Chad Pami. Kol Odom Yeshloi Kishroinis Vitrunis Vyacholis She'ein La'af Achad, Ein Af Achad Kamoini. There's no one like me. V'kol echad yochel lamalis hu v'chad pa'ami yuto. That's what Volber writes. It's not chad pa'ami disposable. Chad pa'ami, every person is a chad pa'ami to be able to reach these koiches. And every person is supposed to say, b'shvili nivra oilam. B'shvili is my shvil, my pathway. Your path where you're supposed to go. And every person has to know he can do that. And it's also, this is also a memra. I don't know if it's a chazal, but it's a memra. I'll say it first in Hebrew. Beinim ata omer ani yachol, whether you say I can, ubeinim ata omer ani lo yachol. Either way, you're correct. Whether you say I can or you say you can't, you are correct. What you say, okay. I'm not discussing the misconception of ein dover oymid b'fnei haratzayin. Sometimes you try and you can't, and it's not matzliach. But the ratzayin chutz you could have had ein dover oymid b'fnei having that ratzayin. So those are the two mahalchim here. In Yaakov Esav. It's even brought down, we mentioned that there's a correlation between Esav and David. They both were admoini and they both had that koyach that could have went different ways. I don't know, but we know the Ragimel Avos, Enkar and Lo'avos El Shloisha. But on the Ragli HaMerkava, there's a fourth regel, there's Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and David is the fourth regel of the Merkava. Maybe it could have been Esav. It could be Mavarif. It could be such a gang. We would Esav fit into the picture had he chosen otherwise, right? If he would have had Mechira. I mean, and everything, you have to know how you would reckon the Mechira. I mean, we're holding in Baba Kama. I'm still bothered by the question for those that are holding in the Sugya that Vayasle Tzidkia Karnei Barzel is the Makar for Karen Tlusha. What if Tzidkia didn't do the Nevuah Sheker? How would we know the din of Keren Tlusha? I'm not saying how could you learn things from Navi. It's Machta Ba'alma. But what if Tzidki had Bechira? What if he didn't do it? But getting back to our Yaakov Esav over here. Amur in the Parsha. As the theme through the Parsha, there's a lot to do here, but just to set up a few basics. Yaakov sees the Iker and Esav sees the Tofel. Esav sees the Tofel. Heich ma'asven es ha-melech ves ha-maisris. You don't take off maisris from the melech. Because it's the Tofel, it's just the melech. It's not the thing only. But Esav is focused on that Tofel. Yaakov sees the Iker, and the Emes, there's a Gemara, Magabi Kinyonim, Tzror v'zorkoi egas v'naifli, a child who is on the level that he sees a Tzror, and he understands that it's a Tzror, it's just a rock. And egas, and chaps, they both look the same, he chaps the redeeming family, the redeeming qualities in the pneumius of the egas, as opposed to the Tzror, that it's just another Tzror. But that's, you know, what's an Adam Gadol? Not Gadol, Bar Mitzvah, an Adam Gadol. An Adam Gadol is through life in all the stages because there's a lot of tzroras and a lot of egoises. And every life, every shlav in life throws you a different Tesla, egois, and various other things. And whatever it is, you have to always realize what's the tzror and what's the egois. Gadlus is the havchana of knowing what's the tzror. Yazarkai, egois, v'naitha. Another Nakuda, Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov, we know, says, Yeshli koil. Bakoil, mikol koil. Avram Avinu says, by Avram it says, Hashem Erechas Avram Bakoil, Yitzchak V'Oichel Mikoil, Yaakov Yeshli Koil, Bakoil Mikol Kol, Remes for the obvious, Yaakov says Yeshli Koil, in Gashmis I have everything in Yitzchak V'Oichel, and Esav says, quoted, Yeshli Roiv, what's the difference? Rube Kekulai, the world of difference. Yeshli Koil, you have everything. You're a Zata, you're a Tzafrid in Gashmis. When you have Yeshli Roiv, Yeshli Mone, Roitza Masayim, and Kimeduber, everyone knows that, it says, Eino de meis v'chetzi tevasi b'yodai, makshim ha'olam. What? It's chetzi, he has chetzi. Yesh le'mone. Right, it's a Messiah. The seven throws him to the kasha, but the most gishmach of one. He wants another 200. He has only a third. Yesh le'mone. Right, it's a Messiah. So he doesn't have chetzi. He wants another 200. Me'idach, he said, that's like Abigashmias, but in Ruchnias, pum fakert. Yaakov is a lashon of Ekev, a heel. He feels he's just at the beginning, at the bottom. He still has a whole heart to conquer. Esav in Gashmias? In Ruchnis, he's Osui, he's Mushlum, he's Gematria Shalom, he thinks everything is already Gevaldik. Also in the colors of Rui Jibiv, of the spectrum of colors, Esav sees red, he sees Odoi Ma'odoi Mazet. Choland is brown when it's cooked. He doesn't want to cook, he wants it now, he wants it when it's still red, and he sees Achshav, instant gratification. He wants instant gratification. Yaakov is tachlis. He sees blue. He sees the tchelis loymeliam. He sees the tachlis. It's mamish at the other end of it. Yaakov sees the tachlis at the end. The Esav sees what's right now in front of him. Now, had this worked out, this should have been some sort of, like we explained before, not identical. It wasn't supposed to be two Yaakovs, but there was supposed to be a Yisachar Zvulun of sort. Esav chose something else. But it's clear that Esav's nakud is because he sees only the gashmis that's in front of him and only the chitzoinis. It's even more so, you know, Yaakov, we're going to see later, Yaakov gets dressed up and puts on the begodim chitzoinim of Esav, and that pulls off when he gets the brachas. I'll tell you something, it's mamash shpitz l'shitasi. If Esav would be all about pnimius also, so then just putting on his outside garments doesn't make you an Esav to be able to pull it off Kabi Yaakov, Kabi Yitzchak. Oh, but because Esav is only the chitzoini, so by Yaakov being able, the shitasi, working out that he's like Esav, and putting just the chitzoini part can pull that off. I heard a story from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. There was once this Chiloini couple. They had twins. I'll interrupt myself first. There was this Chiloini Malat. They called their kids Nimrod. The daughter of Nimrod. It's all about Nimrod. I think one of the captives was Nimrod. Nimrod. There was a mice once by a bris. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein was by a bris. And the father said, Rikarsh might be Israel. He said, Nimrod. He said, no, don't take Avram. But this is a different story, that there was this couple. They had twins. They called them Yaakov and Esav. And Yaakov was healthy and robust and mitzliach, and Esav was taka crank and so they were davening for him, and they went to Zilberstein to daven for Esav Bas. So change the name. Now we're going to go back and forth around the parshas, but when it describes Yaakov and Esav, over here when Rivka's asking what's going on, one of the things they tell her is Rav Yaavoid Sa'ir, the Netziv and Hem of Davar. Says something fascinating. It's for sure Rav Ya'avoid Sa'ir. But it can be read Rav Ya'avoid Lit Sa'ir. That's the pshat, that the Tzair is going to work for the Adayin. Or Rav Ya'avoid Bit Sa'ir. The difference if it's Rav Ya'avoid Lit Sa'ir or Bit Sa'ir is the world of difference. It's the Gemara in Megillah that Kishazeh Oyla Zeh Yoyred, right? If someone tells you Yerushalayim and Kisri are both Oyla, Al Tamin, both Yorad Al Tamin. Kishazeh Oyla Imoli Hachareva, when one is up, the other one is down. But it's all the difference. It's the same word, Rav Yavoy Tzor. The question is le or be? A muscle. We once spoke about it at different times. We said by the Shloisha Svarim Niftachim on Rosh Hashanah, there's Sefre Chaim V'mavis. The Pshat is no. It says Lamid Chaim. Now, Le Chaim with a Shiva means life. La Chaim, La is like saying Loi. David and Pluim Voimdim. It doesn't say yet the Nakuda. It doesn't say if it's La or Lit. Here it doesn't say if it's Bit Tzor or Lit Tzor. But that small difference is everything. It's all the difference. Now again, we're going to go back and forth, but over here, after they're born already, there's the brachas and the bechayra. There's two big sugis over here, but Lagabi, the bechayra first. Yaakov, Esav comes, he's oyev, it says that was the day with 15 years old, that was the day that he Avram Avinu was nifter. Avram Avinu was nifter 5 years early, so he shouldn't see Esav go to Tarbas Rab. It's interesting, there's a medrash that says that the Ovis lived together for 15 years, and during those 15 years, they learnt for 15 hours a day. And that means Yaakov started from day one, right? Day one, I don't know, okay, maybe Yaakov can know, but he's a Tanakh Kanyan. But it says, for 15 years, the Ovis were biyachad, the Tzav Sechad, the Mayim Shloshta, and they learnt for 15 hours a day, and it was the Maseiros HaTorah. But to stay any later, Avram Avinu would have Agmas Nefesh seeing Esav go to Tarbas Rab. So Avram Avinu was nifter 5 years earlier. That was the day Avram Avinu was nifter, and that was the day that Esav went. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, he went and did five Averis, terrible Averis, and he's coming back and he's Oyef. So first of all, it's interesting. I heard Akasha, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, then Shalosh ben Chamesh le Mikra ben Eser le Mishnah, Shalosh Esrei le Mitzvahs, Chamesh Esrei le Gemara. The Medrash says first that at their Bar Mitzvah, they parted ways. Vayigdulu hana'arim, that at the Bar Mitzvah, Yaakov went le Tumoy, to this Medrash, and Esav went to the Sadeh. So Avram sees 2 years of Esav galvaning around Gavaldening, and he saw already Esav go not exactly to the most yeshivish Sifta, right? He already saw, he's 13. So I heard a murder exact from Michal Zerbler. He says, at 13, Bar Mitzvah, Esav, Chitzonis, yeah, he can pull it off. He'd come to the Zayda with a hand and jacket, B'chozois, and ask, Heichma Ashman Es HaMelech. But at 15, it's been Chamesh HaShay LeGemara. The Zayda is going to give you a fahar on the Blat Gemara. That Esav can't pull up. Other duves the Blat Gemara, other duves the Blat Gemara. At 15, is Ben Chameshes LaGemara, that Avram Avinu won't be able to be able to see, so he's nifter earlier. And then he comes now, and he's Oyef. And he comes, and we know that it was Erev Pesach, according to Chazal, and he comes back Oyef, and he sells the Bechayra. Vayivez Es HaBechayra. He buys the Bechayra, he sells the Bechayra for a Nezir Adoshim. He's mezalzel in the Bechayra Azoy, mamish for a Nezir Adoshim. The Bemis, it's a Pella. Esav understands what the Bechayra is. Uvda, fact, he's upset about it afterwards, he wants to get it back. He's upset double about the Bechayra and the Bracha. What's the pshat he was mevater on so much? Because right now, we said, Esav wants instant gratification. I heard, lechem unazir adoshim is gematria hayetzer hara. That's what it is. Lechem unazir adoshim, halitain, he wants it now. And he's mamish mevazah the bechayra. But the shayla is becholifin. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmuz about this, and many of the chassidish from talk about this concept also. What was the right price for the bechayra? It's taka worth just in azir adoshim. So, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and a shmuz, he writes, the price, the value of a davar ruchni is the value you give it. If you're in the middle of a seder and you walk out just to get a can of Coke, Coca-Cola, then that's what it's worth to you. If nothing is going to budge you from the standard, unless mamash, an earth-shattering something happening, so that's the value of it. When he bought it for an Azir HaDoshim, that's talking what it was worth. That's how much as Olam Haba is. I always like telling you, there's a story of the After Rav. It's a long story, we'll make it very bekitzer. There was this fellow who came to the After Rav, he said, listen, he has to make three chasanas. Three daughters, he has to make three chasanas. It's a cost us half geld. We said last week, Vashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. Bakoil. Shaloi Hayolei Bas. If you don't have a daughter to marry off, then you have all your money. But otherwise, he comes and needs to three weddings. He says, I'll give you a dollar. He gave him a ruble. Yeah? And he said, go to the shuk. The first deal you're offered, Machashtois. And this is the Rebbe's advice, the Abderab, go invest. He comes to the shuk. There's some lady gays there. Yiddish lady gays there. And they see he's walking around with a dollar looking to buy something. They said, what are you looking to buy? He says, Machashtois, I want to buy something. So I'll sell you my Olam Haba for a dollar. He said, okay, but the Rebbe said, they wrote up a contract and he sold him the Olam Haba. This guy goes home, tells his wife, here, I made a quick buck. I sold my Olam Haba to someone, a loser, he bought it. She said, I'm not, who do you think I am? I'm not living with someone, it's not even another Olam Haba. They search for the guy, it's a whole story, I'm not going to give out the details. They track him down, they come to the After Rav, he says, he's willing to sell it back to you. How much cost it? He said, yeah. $122,000, you can buy back the Olam Haba. And the guy had no choice, his wife is standing there like, huh? He buys it back. So the wife just asked the After Rav, says, how much is my husband's Olam Haba worth? I mean, I saw two different prices here. He says, when he sold it for a dollar, it wasn't even worth a dollar. When he wanted to buy it back for the big sum, so then that's what it's worth. Because it's the same you saw, the yakris, the value of a davar ruchni, is what you are willing to pay for it. Now Esav comes and he says, "Ki oyef anoichi meir dekazach." I call this selective fatigue. A lot of times people are tired, but if something exciting suddenly happens, there's a thrust of adrenaline, and you get koyches again more. But sometimes you're selective about it. It depends for what. Sometimes you'll get. It depends what gives you the certain adrenaline. So it's ki oyef anoichi. Some people are tired when it comes to anoichi. Anoichi Hashem lekecha. Ruchni is Torah, learning. Suddenly for that they're tired. If something else exciting would happen. Right? I saw once it says that's the pshat. Al chetchach tana lefanecha ba'oynis uveratzay. Ba'oynis, why you need al chetchach? You did it ba'oynis. No, it's that you said, oy, I'm an oynis. Al chetchach tana lefanecha for all those times that you said, oy, I'm an oynis. It's selective oynis. A person decides what he's an oynis on and what not. He's oyef when it comes to an oyfi. You know, I used to tell Bachram that even if you learn mamish basmada all night and the next day, and this, if something, I don't know if it's gore exciting would happen, or if it would be a fire and it's dangerous, it would be a surge of an adrenaline. I say over the story, the stipler, it's Yedua by the Shidduch, with his sister of the Chazanish, it was a long trip by train, and he knew it was going to be a long trip, so he first learned, which is anyways was his saying, he learned for like 36 hours straight, and his chesed was a little bit, he'll catch a sleep on the train. When he came to the train, he saw there was a chashat shatnas, so he stood the whole train drive also. When he came to the Shidduch, the first thing he came, and this is Vilna, she was looking for a yeshiva bach from Vilna, with clean shaven, with white hats, cool guys, he came in, a Navardika bach with a long coat, a long beard, he was older already also. And the first thing is he gets in, they meet in the dining room, and he promptly fell asleep. Abu Belenis, he fell asleep. That's it. She came back because he's sleeping. Couldn't get him up. I said, when he learned with all his koichas, even adrenaline is not going to do that. He went, ma'ad asoif. Otherwise, you know, there's always koichas for more. So anyways, Kiyoyif Anoichi, we said it was Erev Pesach. So I heard a pshat. Esav came and he said he wants to eat something. So Yaakov says, and they were always fighting about the Bechayr already. It was an ongoing riv amongst them. So Yaakov told him, it's Tainus Bechayr, Erev Pesach, Tainus Bechayr. Kenny today, Tainus Bechayr, you made a seer? So he says, forget about the Bechayr, I want to eat. I didn't have Tainus Bechayr. So he sells him the Bechayr. If you do with a Ktsois in Simen, Reisha in Ches, Sifkan Yud Gimel, he asks, he brings this Kasha from the Rivosh. Mechayra, Eina the Makna Dover Shalai Bela Oilam. And the Bechayra is Lechayra a Dover Shalai Bela Oilam. It's something that is not here yet. So how could you sell the Dover Shalai Bela Oilam? As I frek the Ksois B'Shem the Rivosh. He brings the Teretz from the Rivosh. That Koy the Mount Torah, there's no rules of Dover Shalai Bela Oilam. Koy the Mount Torah, the rules are different. Even Dover Shalai Bela Oilam. Then the Ksois himself says another Teretz. The Ksois actually brings this Rivosh in a few places. And each time when he brings it, it's appropriate to a certain Sugya that it's Negeya. Specifically, Lagabi, the sugi here, he wants to say Yisoid. Siluk. Siluk works on Davar Shalom. Siluk is that a person is mistalik by this. He's not makna something. He's just mistalik. So he says a chiddush. Yaakov was requesting from Esav, with the Nezid HaDoshim, to be mistalik from the Bechayra. And Siluk does work on Davar Shalom Island. And the male within Yaakov was Zayfim. That's the topic of the Tzoyist in Reishayim Fest. That Siluk is moil on a Davar Shalom Island. There's another Teretz that Achrayim bring that even on a davar shleibel oilam, it's only chesaron and gemiras das. But if you make a shavua, and the shavua gives it a toikif of gemiras das, then it's able to be chal even on a davar shleibel oilam. Others will know davar shleibel oilam is beetzem mufka. Then a shavua won't help. But if it's chesaron and gemiras das, the shavua can give it more of a gemiras das. And that's why Taka says vayishav aloi. Why does he have to swear to give toikif that it should be chal, even though it was davar shleibel oilam? Now it says lechem when is it adoshim. I would assume if it was erev Pesach. So the lechem was matzah, not chametz. You don't have chametz. So it was matzah. Nezer adoshim is kidneys, but okay. So it's us maybe, but I don't know. Is it also to eat kidneys on erev Pesach? Someone has a yedi. I have it said that the minig of kidneys is all. Yeah, that's also a terrorist, that the gzera wasn't around. It's rather by four that towards him. But I'm clearing the chiddush ladina. Maybe the minig of kidneys is only on the shivi yomim of Pesach. You have a yedi if it's also to eat kidneys. The minig of kidneys is noig in erev Pesach. The oilam is noig not to eat, but I'm saying yeah. I don't. Anyways, they ate nizin adoshim. But the prima gadol what? Oh, so there's a prima gadol in Hilchas Matzah. Sitting tough mem zayin, fascinating prima gadol in Shulchan Aruch. He says, you know, the Gemara says in Baba Basra that day Esav went and did gefer l'chaveiros, kofar be'ikar, ratzach, and one of them is Baal Marim Arasa. The Prima Godin says that it doesn't mean Baal Marim Arasa. It means he ate matzah on Erev Pesach. Kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, ke'il boil arasasi. That's what the Gemara means. That's what the Prima Godin says in Simen Tov Mem Zayin. That's an interesting shot in the Gemara. Now, Esav, as what? Yeah. How does he give him the matzah? Maybe it was non-shmura. He always liked the marsha that it's not a problem. But Esav would be more machmer than that. Esav asks for halitaini noam in ha'adim ha'adim hazeh. He didn't ask for bread. He didn't ask for matzah. He didn't ask for lechem b'chlal. Why does Yaakov give him lechem? So we said lechem unezir adoshim is gemashri yetzahara. I'm sure you can come up with a different gemashri for just nezir adoshim. But if lechem unezir adoshim, why the lechem? So I heard once a mayor of the kipshat. But it's with a background, with a story, famous. The Maisa was, there was some Bachram, this is in Vilna. And before the war, there was Bachram, it was Ben Azmana maybe, and they were going in the middle of a yar in a forest somewhere, middle of nowhere, and they got for a blunget, and they were very hungry, and in the middle of nowhere, they saw a little cottage with a little house, and there was this lady there that she had, middle of nowhere, she had blintzes, and it smelled good, they asked, what we have? She said, listen, I was matriach to go to the shuk to buy the cheese and the flour, and everything, and it was a big tircha for me, and I prepared it for myself. You guys, they said, we're starving, we'll pay you anything. And they offered an astronomical amount. And she came back the next day to the city, because they didn't have money on them either, yeah? So, and she mugged them, and they said, no, we're willing to pay you only the value. We're willing to pay, we're not going to love them, we'll pay you the value of the blintzes. We offered hoin rav, we were oinus. Now, is that true? Is that the halacha? You offered more, but it's because you were desperate. The story goes, they went to Reb Chaim Oizer for a din Torah. And the way the story goes is, Reb Chaim Oizer asked the woman, she says, do you know Gemara? You know about Gemara? No. Mishnayis? No. Shulchan Aruch? Kids of Shulchan Aruch? Chumash? Chumash she knows. He says, I'll bring you a raya from the Chumash. I'm curious what the other rayas would have been, but the raya from Chumash, he says, Esav asks for halitaina for the Nezir HaDoshim. Why does Yaakov also give him bread? She says, light bulb. If he would have only given him the Nezir HaDoshim, then Esav would afterwards come and say, yes, I offered the Bechayra, which is much more expensive than the Nezir HaDoshim, but I was bonus. I was starving. Pekuach nefesh. That's why I offered a high price. So Yaakov said, no. First, you know, in the restaurant, all you can eat first, they give you your bread. First, lechem. Now, you're not hungry. Now, sell me the bechayra for the nezid adoshim. And that's why he gave him the lechem first. There's another chelik of the parasha over here. You have Yitzchak digging be'erais. Now, we know be'etzem derash shloisha avos. Yitzchak is his own av. He's gvura. He's not just, as you know, we spoke the other week, Eliezer is only doyle umashke mitoyres rabbi. That's all. Not paving a new path. But by the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Yitzchak is actually digging up the be'erais shechofer Avram. But it's nochmal be'erais. The Ramban explains that the sholish be'erais are connected the sholish batei mikdash. Esek is connected by his rishayim. Sitna is connected by Hashemi, and by Shlishi is Rechoyvois, Hisham Hirchav, and he has a whole Avichas to explain the Batim. The Svarim talk about Bemis a lot. The Batei Mikdash, Rachel is called, we have later in the parasha, the next parasha, Rachel is the Akeres Habayis, because all three Batei Mikdash are, if you know how the Shvatim are connected, the different Chadoshim, Ephraim is Tishrei, this is Machlokes, but we'll go that way, Ephraim is Tishrei, Menashe is Cheshvin, Binyamin is Kislev. The first place of Mikdash, the Chanukah, was in Tishrei, which is Ephraim. The Mikdash HaShlishi, the Svarim bring down, is going to be in Cheshvin, which is Menashe. And the Kis Chanukah, Kislev, is Binyamin. So Rachel is a Keres Abayis. All the Batei Mikdash are here. But the Shoresh for it is already being drawn now when he's digging these Be'erois and creating a basis for the Batei Mikdash. Now you have the other figure of the Brachos. Now Yaakov does a Ramos. And he even asks Rivka, what should I do? Ulayi musheni avi, v'hayisi be'enov kimisateya, what's going to be? I saw a fascinating zach in the Emes Liakov from Yaakov Tamanetsky. He asked, this is not the midah of Yaakov. Yaakov is the midah of Emes. This whole thievery and trickery and mirma, which is gematria afikoyman, which is that was the plan, that he's going to eat afikoyman and then he can't eat anymore. So that's, he's pulling it off. But, it's not the midah of Yaakov. And he goes to explain, no, you have to know what the midah of Emes is. He says, imagine, there's a mashal. A guy is running away, there's the shiltoin is running after someone, and the guy's mamash in danger, and not for fault of his own, they're going to kill him. He's a near daf because he's going to get killed. And he comes running into someone's house. Reuven is being near daf, and he comes knocking on Shimon's door. He says, listen, they're running after me, they're going to kill me, I got to hide. So he hides him under the hiding place. They come knocking on Shimon's door. And Shimon right away shows exactly where Reuven is. And they ask him, what did you do that for? He says, Emes! Midas Emes! They asked me where Reuven is. I said the truth. You have to know. That's not me. You have to know. Midas Emes is also, he has a whole Arichas. It's Kedarasi in the Emes Liakov, where he explains, you have to know, Bechochma, how to use Midas Emes. Now, at the end of the parsha, Yitzchak is... Esav is out already to kill Yaakov, so Yaakov is running away. And they tell him to go, the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yitzchak sends Yaakov Paden Aram to the cousins, Elovan ben Besuel HaArami, who is that? Who is Lovan? Achi Rivka, okay, we have the Cheshbin, it's Rivka's brother, Rivka and Lovan are the children of Besuel from Nochar. Aim Yaakov Esav, Agroisi Yediya, Aim Yaakov Esav, Frek Rashi, Eini yedeya ma milamdeni. So I heard one shot. It's eini yedeya ma as a Rosh HaTevis. Eini yedeya ma mi habchor. The Emes is a whole ruckus here. He sold the bechor. He wasn't really. They were identical twins. He came out first, which really means the second. There's all kinds. There's a whole pulmus. Who's the bechor? Eini yedeya mi habchor milamdeni. It says aim Yaakov the Esav. It says Yaakov first. Yaakov is the bechor. But that's about it. Not Toshpshat is aim Yaakov the Esav. Rashi says I don't know what it's teaching me. The Chasam Sofer says a fascinating thing. He says, we know that Avram Avinu had Midas HaChesed, he had a Yitzchak, and he also had a Yishmol. Now Yishmol is Avram Avinu's Midah of Chesed gone bad. Psoilus of Chesed, it comes to Yishmol, Zima. Yitzchak also has a Psoilus, as we spoke in the beginning of the Shea, Yaakov and Esav. And we know that the Gemara says, in Chazal Darshanit, Yishmael is not considered a son of Avram. Avram Accord, Adarazay, but Kibi Yitzchak, Kikar the Chazar, Yishmael not. And even more so, Bi Yitzchak, V'loi Ko Yitzchak. Esav is not considered Zerah. It's a Gemara in the Dorim, Ha Noider, Ha Noam, Yizera, Avraham, but
doesn't include Yishmael.
Anoyder Anoam Yizera Yitzchak, it doesn't include Esav. Fascinating to note, this that Yishmael is not part of the system is a mafurish apostle. Ki be Yitzchak. Yeah? This that Esav, Edoin, the Western world, is not part, it's only a lashon of Chazal. Be Yitzchak, they're also from Yitzchak, yeah? V'loi kol Yitzchak. It's a Chazal. Mitzad, the words of the Pesukim, that's why the Christians have a Bible. They don't have a problem. The Yishmaelim had to make a whole new Quran. They can't go without Torah Shebeksav either. And the Torah Shebeksav, they're stiffed. It's over. They have to have a different, what's the word? A different, no, there's another word. They have to have a different version of the story. In the Tanakh, it says, Be Yitzchak, not Yishmael. The Neutrim don't have to be Medina, but it's Chazal. Tell us, Yitzchak, V'loi Kol Yitzchak, not Esav. But they're going still with the Bible. But again, so Yishmael is out, and Esav is out. Zok de Chasam Sofer, Amor de Gezach. Who's Yishmael's mother? Hagar. She's Bechlonas. It's not Sarah. But he really is biologically Avram's son, right? So the Pasuk has to say, okay, he's not. Over by Yaakov and Esav, he's not considered the son of Yitzchak, but it is the son of Rivka. He has redeeming qualities. Aim Yaakov Esav. Esav is the son of Rivka. Now, there's a whole side reason why. As a matter of fact, early in the parasha, Peleg Gazach, we'll go back when Rivka's pregnant, and she, the Telech Lindrush says Hashem, and they tell her that there's twins, one is Yaakov or Esav. She says, "In Cain, Lomaze Anoichi." I heard once a Meretik Epshah. She says, "I understand that Avram also had a psoilus, a Yishmael, but it's from a different wife. It's from a Hagar. It's not. If there's gonna be in Yaakov and Esav, Lomaze Anoichi. Why does it have to be from me? Let it be. Let Yaakov come from me. Let Yitzchak have a different wife that will bring out the Esav part. Lomaze Anoichi. If it's taka separated, and the answer is no." It's Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, it's identical, and they are connected, and it's Antoninus Verevi. I'm alluding to a whole system of how that worked. And it's Ein Yaakov Esav. Esav is the son of Rivka. He's not the son of Yitzchak. Halacha Ladina. Hanoidir Hanomi Zeri Rivka. Hanoidir Hanomi Zeri Rivka. Is Yeh Nichlam Deneder. He's not Zeri Yitzchak. But Ein Yaakov Esav. Doch. It comes from Esav. You can even still see, we're going to talk about it when we get to that parsha, but it's fascinating when Yaakov, in Vayishlach, when he sees the Arba Miyos Ish Imoy, Chazal brings, Rashi brings it, those Malochim come, and they start beating them up, the Arba Miyos Ish, and they say, we're Einikl Chav Avram. Gornish, they're continuing. He says, we're son of Yitzchak. Keep on beating them up. We're Yaakov's brother. And then they stop. So push it, it's PR for Yaakov, you know, it's a good thing. No, it's Yaakov's brother. Ein Yaakov Esav. They're Achim in Ein. They're not Zerah Avram, they're not Zerah Yitzchak, but Ein Yaakov Esav. What this redeeming quality of Esav has to do is Soid Shemayim Avada. We're waiting for Mashiach, Lav Davka, that in 60 days someone from Esav should make a Mapecha. We don't need that kind of Mapecha. We want Mashiach now. But it's an interesting thought how the Marechet works with Yaakov and Esav. Good.